Catherine, we had a meeting last night in the Ballyluffin Golf Club. It was organised by an Ashore Development Partnership and the Ballyluffin Golf Club. And it was to bring community groups together to organise events for the week of the Irish Open next year. It was a very successful meeting. The Ashore Development Partnership gave a rundown of how to apply for leader funding. John Farn from Ballyluffin Golf Club gave a rundown on the Irish Open and what's going to happen during that week. We put together a lot of ideas last night. We would like to meet again in January to put some more ideas together. But the big thing, Catherine, that I want to get out of this is we need as many community groups as possible to tie into this, to make this event as successful as we can, because at the end of the day the event will only be as successful as we make it. And if we can get all the community groups together, the towns, the villages together, and so that we can run events, that we can put out a brochure out there that the same event's not happening in one area as another, I think that'll be very important. And we want to put our best foot forward when we have 100,000 visitors coming to Donegal.
And as you say, while the event is being held in Ballyluffin, there is an onus on community groups across the peninsula to make a real effort here.
Absolutely, there is an onus on the community groups to make an effort. And it's going to be very, very important for towns and villages and for business people, especially in towns and villages, to grab this opportunity, to do what we can to have events running during the week, because the golf only goes on from 9 in the morning to 4 or 5 in the evening. So there's a long time outside that where you have the opportunity to bring visitors to your town. And if you have a good event on and we can manage the events all around the peninsula and even further afield to the likes of Letterkenny and places like that, that we can really, really benefit from the Irish Open coming to Donegal.